2 Corinthians chapter 6. We then, as workers together with him, ask you also not to receive the grace of God in vain, for he says, I have heard you in an acceptable time, and in the day of salvation I have strengthened you. See, now is the accepted time. See, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense in anything, so the ministry won't be blamed. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in strokes of the whip, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in staying awake, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unpretended, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying, but see, we live, as punished and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. O you Corinthians, our mouth is open to you, our heart is enlarged. You're not restricted in us, but you're restricted in your own bowels. Now for a repayment in the same, I speak as to my children, be also enlarged. Don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship does righteousness have with unrighteousness? And what communion does light have with darkness? And what agreement does Christ have with Belial? Or what part does the believer have with an unbeliever? And what agreement does the temple of God have with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will live in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. So come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and don't touch the unclean thing, and I'll receive you, and will be a father to you, and you'll be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.